Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Nancy Brown, who's CEO of the American Art Association. How are you, Nancy?
Hey, Robert. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for inviting me on today.
Yeah, and as you know, we've obviously spoken with Nancy in the past, but it's really because of how important the work that AHA is doing. So, you know, you're founded in 1924. Just share with everyone what the actual model is, what you're doing in research, all the areas.
Yeah. As you said, Robert, the American Heart Association is almost 100 years old, and we are both a U.S.-based organization and a global organization. We have offices outside of the U.S. that help further our mission and our goals. We really have do our work in a number of areas. First and foremost, you talked about science and research. Science is the foundation of the American Heart Association. Through our science organization, where we have about 40,000 scientific members of the AHA, we write the clinical practice guidelines that mandate the standard of care in America. So when you go to a doctor and they check your cholesterol or your blood pressure, the American Heart Association has written and published those guidelines. We fund research in cardiovascular disease and in brain health. We're the second largest funder of cardiovascular research in this country behind the NIH, and we're very proud of the research of the AHA. We also are a public health or public advocacy organization. We have active staff and volunteers who passionately advocate for better health policies at the federal level, at the state level, and in local communities. So as you enjoy things like clean indoor air, you can thank the American Heart Association and our partners for all the years that we've been battling big tobacco. When you think about healthy meals in schools or national and federal research funding, the American Heart Association's advocacy is behind that. We also are a community health organization. So we have millions of volunteers in communities throughout America that implement programs around blood pressure, around lifestyle, that work with schools, work with federally qualified health centers and hospitals to help make our communities healthier. So that's yet another way the AHA makes a difference.
It's a lot of work. What is your take on where we're at in terms of preventative, and what do people need to know?
You know, prevention is really important, and I think the pandemic has proven that point, and it's the point we've been saying for decades. You know, 80% of cardiovascular disease is preventable by healthy lifestyles, absence of tobacco, keeping your blood pressure and blood sugar and blood cholesterol in check, and getting physical activity and eating healthy. During the pandemic, we saw that people who were obese, who smoked, and who had type 2 diabetes were more likely to get more sick and sadly even die if they became infected, especially with the early versions of COVID-19. What we know about prevention is that each of us have the opportunity to do that in our hands through the things that I mentioned, but that the ability for each of us to eat healthy or exercise or have access to good health care is not equal, and that's because of disparities in health and health care throughout this country.
How do we change those disparities from health?
Well, I think the first and foremost is we need everyone everywhere to understand that there are disparities, you know, that some people are able to have access to healthy food and others aren't, that some people have access to high quality health care and health insurance and other people don't. And the thing we need to do is to value that all people deserve, as a basic human right, access to health and health care and well-being. And so that's why we fight for this in advocacy at the AHA.
That's really important in what you're doing. Are there any specific actions that CEOs should take specifically? And I know you're saying, okay, donate more funds to AHA. Other than that, what are the actions that CEOs should take?
You know, I'm really glad you asked this question. We have a CEO roundtable of large CEO companies in America, and the CEOs have created a roadmap and a framework for companies to address health equity in the workplace, and we would love to make this resource available to all of your listeners. The report's aim is to help end systems that inadvertently or advertently treat people inequitably based on race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, age, veteran status, and other factors. And so these are things that companies can do to help lift up these principles within their organization and within their community. And Robert, let me give you an example of this. In every one of our companies, we have people at all levels of pay scales. And if you think about our lower waged workers, sure, they have access to health care, and they also are paying the premiums, the deductibles that people at higher levels of the pay scale are paying as well. And I think we need a sensitivity to what access to health care really means. It's not just for people who are uninsured, but it's for people at all levels of income in our companies. We also have an opportunity, I think, to champion things like financial literacy with our employees to help people better navigate the things that can allow them to be healthier. Those are just a few examples of the many things we outline in this roadmap.
How do people get that roadmap? Do they go to, what's it, aha.org, if I remember?
It's heart.org. And they can just put in the search bar, CEO Roundtable Roadmap, and it will come up. And again, we're also happy to send you some information so that we can include a link with this broadcast for people to access it. It's a science-based document. It was collaboration with leaders from many companies across America. And I think that our CEO Roundtable recognizes that companies and CEOs have a special and unique place and opportunity to impact the health and well-being of people in this country.
You have about 2 minutes before you take a commercial break. You're doing some great things in like DEI, ESG. Talk about what you're doing.
Thank you. You know, the American Heart Association has been focused on health equity and diversity and inclusion for years. I'll speak specifically about our internal diversity and inclusion effort. We have, through our Chief Diversity and Health Equity Officer, a team of staff who work within the organization to help make sure that we're fostering an environment where we can recruit and retain the broadest dimensions of diversity, including race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, veterans, and persons with disabilities. We have a series of 10 employee resource groups that help support the interests of diverse populations in the AHA and structured mentorship, including employee resource groups for our Black Americans, for our Latinx or Hispanic Latino employees, our Hearts with Pride, which is our LGBTQ plus employee resource group, and our H3 Club targeted to Asian Americans. We also use our employee resource groups as focus groups for the work of the American Heart Association because diversity and inclusion is a platform for us as we do our work in communities and as we do our work in science.
So, Nancy, you talked about the concept of relationships. What's an example of a relationship that you worked on that manifests itself, not career-wise, but really for the betterment of AHA?
Oh, my gosh. You know, the American Heart Association is all about relationships. And I would say, you know, at the local level in our communities, at the state level and at the federal level, everything we do is built around having great relationships with people and with companies. I probably would give you two examples. You know, through relationships with various individuals in the health tech sector, we were able to create a compelling new vision for how research can be conducted through the creation of a research enterprise called One Brave Idea that is a partnership between the American Heart Association, Verily, and AstraZeneca. And it was that relationship with the people at what was then then Google Life Sciences, which is now Verily, that allowed this bold vision of them putting $25 million in, us putting $25 million, and AstraZeneca putting $25 million together to try to better understand the origins of heart disease so we could intervene at the earliest possible moment. That is a big win for science and research and certainly for our work at the AHA. The other one I would give you an example of is really just thinking about, the end of our last fiscal year. Our leadership team gathered face-to-face, masks and all, from throughout the country in Dallas to really celebrate the success of the organization that past fiscal year. And even though we were in the middle of a global pandemic, the AHA had its best year ever in terms of total revenue and in terms of impact. And I think the strong relationships within the organization and among the leaders of our organization with volunteers and with corporate partners and with donors is why that happened.
Well, I commend you on that. We are about to take a commercial break. When we come back with Nancy Brown, we are going to find out in this talent war, how do you deal with it when you have over a million volunteers? How do you actually make that work? Back in a few.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Nancy Brown, who is the CEO of American Heart Association. So there's this war on talent. Everyone's wondering how you manage people, the great resignation, and yet somehow you have over 1 million volunteers. How do you, how do you even do that? And how do you make them accomplish things and feel great about what they're doing?
Well, Robert, thank you so much for that question. We are so proud of our staff and our volunteers in the American Heart Association. We have about 3,000 paid employees, and as you said, actually millions of volunteers who support the mission of the American Heart Association. And I think at the core of the success of the American Heart Association is that we stand for something that is making a difference in the world. You know, people are attracted to our organization because we are doing things that matter to help make the world a healthier place, whether it's our work in advocacy for health policies, whether it is our work in diversity and health equity, whether it's our work in science, where we're, you know, funding research and creating guidelines and hosting meetings and running journals. Our work means something to people. And so the staff is the first secret to success. You know, we have a group of staff at all levels of the organization that believe in our mission and are very involved in making sure the mission of the American Heart Association gets delivered every day. We can't deliver our mission without great volunteers. You know, whether we're running an event like a heart walk, whether we are, you know, trying to change laws, for example, removing menthol from tobacco products in this country, whether we are funding research and we need to peer review thousands of research applications, all of that happens because of volunteers. And so having a strong purpose, a vision of how the world can be different, through the work of our organization, and a shared set of goals really allows the American Heart Association to be successful and to retain our staff and our volunteers.
Let's shift over to leadership. So who's been your greatest inspiration, and how do you really define leadership?
Gosh, so many people have impacted my life along the way. I, you know, can list, you know, many, many mentors and many people who I have never met, but who I've read on, you know, read their work that has impacted my life. I would say, frankly, you know, my parents probably set me on this course of what it means to be a servant leader. I can remember as a young girl walking my block with my mother as we raised money for the Heart Association, for the March of Dimes, you know, for other organizations. And my mother always forced me to be the one to knock on the door and to talk about why the organization was important. I learned early on from my parents the importance of the fact that leadership is about other people. It's not about you. And creating an environment where people can be at their best, in use their own unique talents to make a difference. I learned that very early on from my time in competitive swimming and other places, that those were always messages that were drilled into me as a younger person. And I think, you know, you asked what I think about leadership. I think leadership really is about setting a vision and circumstances so that every person in an organization can see their role in accomplishing that vision, and that unique talents and unique skills are brought to the table to help an organization be stronger, be better, and to innovate new solutions.
Okay, let's talk about a certain part of leadership that that you already know me well enough that, you know, one of the most important elements is getting, is originally getting to 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. And now, you know, we're moving forward. We're at 41, but that's still, we're not even at 10%. So that's a huge problem. What advice do you have to women on becoming CEOs and succeeding?
You know, I think that women are very effective when they have the opportunity to accelerate in an organization. And I think the biggest, you know, piece of advice I would have is be very clear on what your goals and ambitions are. If you want to be a CEO, get it out on the table and find great mentors who are able to help you create the experiences and the relationships that can allow you to have the opportunity to compete for that job. Relationships really matter as well. Creating a strong network of other people who believe in you and who challenge you, I think, is also a good piece of advice I would have. But I think often people have something they want, a dream for themselves, an aspiration, and for some reason, don't put it out on the table, you know, because as women, sometimes we might think, oh, that's bold of me or that's arrogant of me to say that. But it's not. You know, no one can read your mind. And if it's what you want, state it and let people help you create the path to get there.
Let's talk about the whole digital world. It's changed everything that you do. How so?
Gosh, you know, I remember in I was the executive vice president in Michigan at the time for the AHA. So we're back in the early 90s. I remember my communications director coming back from a meeting in Dallas and talking about this thing called the Internet and how it was going to change everything we did at the American Heart Association and how we were going to have to learn to put up our content. We didn't even call it content then, on this World Wide Web, you know, and we all sort of scratched our heads and thought, gee, that's a really interesting idea. And, you know, you fast forward to today where we really are a digital-first organization. And, you know, our job is to help make sure that the public has the information they need, whether they're trying to prevent their risk of heart disease or whether they've just been diagnosed or whether someone they know has had a stroke or they have high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation. All of our content, you know, needs to be digital-first. But really our strategy is digital-first. And I think we demonstrated that in a beautiful way during the pandemic, where within weeks we were able to transform what was face-to-face events into digital events where our volunteers and donors could still gather. And let me just give you a bit of volume, Robert. You know, we have about 30,000 schools in America that participate in our Kids Heart Challenge event. And we have several hundred heart balls, several hundred heart walks, and several hundred Go Red for Women events, and the world's largest scientific meeting. All of those were created in virtual environments during the past couple of years and very, very successfully. And I think that's because we invested in digital capability years ago to allow us to have this opportunity now.
And that's exciting. Nancy, I want to commend you. What a pleasure it is to have you again on the CEO show.
Thank you so much. It's always a delight to talk with you, Robert.
And everyone, go to heart.org and then look up CEO Roundtable, because that's how you can take some action that will truly be impactful.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Peters. How are you, Tom?
I'm as good as possible. With all the madness going on, anybody who had a smile on their face, I would question them at this moment. But other than that, I'm all right.
Okay. And everyone's heard, you know, I've interviewed, of course, Tom before in the past, and I absolutely love his writing style. And let's just talk about this one word, the word excellence. So I've read a number of your books, and you started off with that word. What does the word excellence really mean to Tom Peters?
Well, I'm going to give you the straight answer, and then we'll go. I worked at McKinsey, and in 77 or 78, at the last minute, the managing director of the San Francisco office, which is where I was, said, "Oh my God, the computers are down. We're in deep shit. We've got a meeting tomorrow morning in LA. You've got to give them a presentation on that stuff you've been doing, whatever it is." And so, you know, that meant basically I started the presentation. Well, the evening before the presentation, my wife and I had attended an awesome performance of the San Francisco Ballet, for which we had season tickets. And so I started working on this presentation, and I don't believe in all the phony words like flash of brilliance or what have you, but somewhere along the way, I thought to myself, why the hell can't a business performance be as moving and exciting and profound as a fantastic moment in a ballet or theater or whatever else it is? If we have a great experience at a theater or ballet, we use the word excellence. I never heard anybody use the word excellence when it comes to business. So the bottom line on that is I wrote this short presentation. I was typing it. I was working on the cover page. Cover page was blank by definition. And so in the middle of the cover page, I wrote one word, excellence. And that was the beginning of the story. And I feel the same way today. You know, that we talk about excellence in all sorts of things, in an Olympic performance or a sporting performance or a ballet or a theater. We don't use the word in business. And yet business, I mean, the point about business is that's what people do. And unless you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you are fundamentally going to be in a business of some sort for the majority of your waking hours for your adult life. A two-person business, a 200,000-person business. That's what you do. So the goal is to make that experience for everybody with whom you are associated, make that experience awesome. Because the dirty little secret is, if people are turned on by what they're doing, if they're growing, it translates one-to-one to the customer experience. I'm not saying do this, you know, because you belong to the Catholic or the Presbyterian Church. I think it's fabulous if you do, but I'm saying do this thing about helping people grow, helping people stay turned on, having the right attitude, and it happens to be the best way to make money.
And you've added a new word, which is humanism. What's the balance between that and excellence?
Same thing. I'm basically defining, with all of the technology stuff that's coming along, not one day at a time, but, you know, one millisecond at a time, we talk about technology, 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 technology. And obviously those changes, the advances of AR, AI are extremely significant. But whether you are Google or whether you are Mary and Joe's 10-person, 10-table restaurant, it's all about people. And, you know, my description of those people is people who are treated well, people who are growing, people who listen. Google, I wrote this in the book, that Google had a real surprise. They did this incredible analysis of their employees, and they wanted to figure out what were the characteristics that the top employees and the most innovative teams shared in common. And so they ended up with a list of 7 factors. The first 6 on the list were stuff like listening to your colleagues, not being rude, forgetting the bullying, and they were all so-called soft things. And then the bottom of the list was STEM. You know, we assume everybody who works for Google's got an IQ of 732 and went to Stanford to get a computer science degree. What makes the difference when you go to work is the way I treat you, who I'm working with on the team. Do I listen to you? Because amazingly enough, I'm not the only human being on earth who has good ideas, and so on.
And give me an example of like a company that you looked at and you said, this company is doing it right.
And I love this because it's not tech. We discovered a Connecticut-based company that is called Basement Systems Incorporated.
Holy cow, I have to tell you, Larry Janeski is one of the best leaders I know anywhere.
Okay, so we got
my gosh.
So you can
tell about them. And you get
it is the least obvious thing in the world. But fundamentally, they come in, they transform your basement from a moldy place where you've got crap in every corner, and suddenly it becomes a family room, it becomes another bedroom, it becomes a significant part of the house. And, you know, he's gone from nothing to hundreds of millions of dollars. His book called Dry Basement Science outsold mine, which, of course, pisses me off beyond belief. And he runs a great show. And, you know, I watch the interactions with people, and they're absolutely fabulous. You know, he knows, as any smart executive does, there's a guy by the name of John DeJulius, who's a customer service maniac and trainer and so on. And his one-liner that I love was, remember, your customers will, and listen carefully, not you, but our wonderful listener and watchers, your customers will never be happier than your employees. You know, if you've got sour employees, it translates into service. If you've got sour employees, the innovations are likely to be.
So let's stop right there. What is the secret to getting employees to love you, to love working there?
Well, I hate to make it sound so easy, but the starting point is if you want people to be fabulous, don't consider yourself as God who's going to change human beings. If you want great employees, hire great employees. I'm going to go on with that, obviously, not just leave it at that. One of the people quoted in my book runs a biotech company that is very successful. And you know, and I know, biotech in today's world, you and I couldn't understand a single word of what they say at a meeting. And his thing is, he said, we only hire nice people. We only hire nice people, science jobs or cleaning the house jobs. And he said the reason is if you have a group of people who are decent and get along with each other, they try a lot of stuff, they're good to the customer, and it's a tough deal. You know, he said two things I felt. I want to stick with this one for just a minute. You and I don't even understand the names of the degrees of half of these people. And yet he said, take the most obscure degree in the world. Guess what? Out there in the world, there are a lot of people who have it. Don't hire the jerks. And, you know, you and I are having an interview. I'm the candidate. And you fall in love with me. I'm amazing. I'm the smartest person in the world. You'd love to have me aboard. Well, not yet, because when I leave the interview with you, I run the gauntlet. And run the gauntlet means 6 or 7 relatively short interviews with somebody in finance, maybe a receptionist, maybe a research scientist, and every single one of those people, regardless of their job and regardless of their seniority, has the ability to, in fact, ding me and keep me from getting the job. And he said, if you want a fabulous customer, if you want fabulous customer service, if you want people who enjoy trying things and innovating together, then hire nice people, for God's sakes.
And there you have. We're about to take a commercial break, but a big thing, hire the nice people. We're with Tom Peters. When we come back, we're going to ask a big question is, this is a crazy world. What should the CEO's role be? You'll hear the answer after these commercials. Back in a few.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Tom Peters. And Tom, you've been in the business of advising people, counseling people for decades. You've written 19 books. Supposedly, this is your last one. So much about CEOs. What do you believe the CEO's role is right now in building this world where we're in what most people would agree is a crazy world?
It's a crazy world, but people are people are people. You know, I say things like training is important. And, you know, I watch CEOs write it down and take a note. I'm in the greater Boston area. Do you have to tell Bill Belichick that his players are important? The people are important and the training are important. A fire chief understands that. A police chief understands that. A theater director understands that. Why the hell doesn't the average business person understand it? And this is even truer in the times of the crazy tech stuff. We've got to work together to figure out what the hell we can do. And again, it's people who are growing, people who talk to each other. And I want to add one other thing. I have absolutely no room for Me Too products. The Me Too product where you spend your entire life trying to take an eighth of a cent out of what's a piece of crap to begin with. And the products, we can't all be Apple Computer in the Steve Jobs sense, but I've long believed in the importance of design and products that are just exciting, that are a big leap forward. And once again, I don't care whether it's a pencil sharpener or some sexy new piece of software. You know, it was really interesting when Jobs died and I worked with him in the 80s. I was consulting to a teeny weeny little Apple. When he died, and this was fascinating, it was said about six or seven times, people said he was never an innovator. He was a tinkerer. He worked on stuff until it was perfect. You know, it's fascinating. Many companies worry, as they should. You know, when they said they were going to have a new product and it's late and you haven't gotten it. Jobs never introduced a product within 2 years of when the hell he said he would produce it. You know, he kept going until he got it right. And not all of us, you know, have, well, the funny thing about that, which has little to do with our conversation, it was so bad that at one point Bill Gates lent him $100 million because Gates didn't want to have 100% market share or the Department of Justice would have been all over him in a minute. So Gates lent Jobs money so that Apple would stay alive, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
So, Tom, where does a guy like you go to learn? You go to teach people, to inspire people all the time.
So when my wife and I arrived where we live right now, 7 or 8 years ago, we were introduced to somebody at dinner, and it was not Warren Buffett, but it was a top 10 investment banker. And so he and I are just shooting the shit at dinner. And he looked at me. I don't know why it popped into the head. He said, Tom, what is the number one problem that CEOs have? And being born a smartass, I said, I can give you 50, but I'm not sure which one would rank first. And he didn't smile a bit. He looked at me and he said, they don't read enough. You could have knocked me over with that proverbial feather. And my secret to success is learn something new every day. That is the key. Buffett's number two, Charlie Munger, said, you wouldn't believe how much Buffett and I read. And, keeping up is impossible. I mean, I've said to people sometimes, my role in your life is to read the books that you should have read and then tell you what the hell you should have learned from those books. And there's more than a little bit of truth to that. But you've got to, particularly with the text, you're not going to understand the tech stuff at the point where you can start writing code. But if you read, right now and this is a horrible thing to say, right now with all the mess we're in, I'm reading about cyber warfare and reading books with titles like, So This Is How They Tell Me the World Ends. And that ain't much fun. And I'm not a cyber warfare person. I want to be able to understand this stuff. And I have a friend who's big deal in cyber warfare. He and I can have incredibly intelligent conversations now, and I couldn't have 6 months ago. And I read my way in. So I want to add one other thing to that. There's a guy by the name of Dove Froman, who was a very big deal at Intel, and he wrote about the book. I remember the first half of the title. It was called Leadership the Hard Way. Learning how to do the obvious things or something like that. But what whacked me in the face with a 2x4 or a 4x10 was a line in the middle, and he said, CEOs and senior leaders should always have 50% of their time unscheduled. The real reality is if your day is a meeting after a meeting after a meeting, you get tired, you get incoherent, you get nasty, you piss everybody off, and so on. It doesn't work. And he's absolutely right. He said, guess what? You're paid to think. How do you think if you have 7 meetings every day? He said, you're paid to think. You're paid to reflect. You're paid to meet you and think you've got real potential even though you're only 27 and say, hey, why don't you come have a beer with me after work, even though I'm the CEO of a 900 person company or something like that. 50% unscheduled. And I bet among the people who are watching us and listening to us, the percentage who have 15% unscheduled is pretty damn low.
You're making me feel guilty because I'm looking like today. I have 11 meetings. Bad. Really bad. But I'm glad I'm with you. If someone wants to get your new book, Extreme Humanism, where do they get it?
Don't be silly. You ask Jeff Bezos if he'll send it.
And there you have it. Go to Amazon, and in full disclosure, that's one of my biggest holdings in my portfolio. So definitely go there, get the book. Great being with you again, Tom.
The pleasure was all mine. I enjoyed it.
Okay, Tom, that was terrific. I love this last part about 50% unscheduled. I just looked today, and I'm like, this is stupid. I have 11 meetings. Where...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.